From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Partial shutdown of the U.S. government has begun after a funding bill was blocked by the Senate.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or wishing to change their vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 49. Duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Senators resume debate later today on a temporary spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on Democrats. He said Americans will not tolerate the shutdown, which McConnell said should not have happened. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer replied, saying he tried to reach a deal with President Trump. Schumer said it will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisanship. The White House responded immediately to reach a funding agreement, blaming the Senate Democrats for what it called the Schumer shutdown, accusing the lawmakers of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. So-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which Democrats cite as a reason for allowing the government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. U.S. High Court has signaled it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from eight countries, six of them majority Muslims. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out parts of the Trump defense strategy, which would expand the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. The document accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate its neighbors. It claims Russia violates neighboring borders. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Peru after a visit to Chile that left many Catholics there confused and angry. At issue is the Pope's answer to a question about a bishop accused in the country's child sex abuse scandal. Reuters' Rob Muir reports the Pope said there is no evidence that Bishop Juan Barros tried to cover up that scandal.
The Pope appointed Bishop Barros in 2015 to head the small diocese of Osorno in south central Chile. This despite the allegations against him. Barros is accused of protecting his former mentor, Father Fernando Caradima, who was found guilty in a Vatican investigation in 2011 of abusing teenage boys over many years going back to the 1980s. Caradima has denied the allegations. Barros says he was unaware of any wrongdoing. And while the Pope has apologized to victims of sexual abuse by priests in Chile, for many Catholics, his defense of Bishop Barros only serves to keep the scandal alive.
That is Reuters' Rob Muir reporting. Surrounded by activists at the White House, President Trump addressed the 45th annual March for Life anti-abortion event in Washington.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
President Trump at one time supported a woman's right to have an abortion. During his campaign, however, he said there has to be some sort of punishment for people who have abortions. Both abortion rights and anti-abortion groups reject that idea. Brazilian soccer great Pelé has canceled a trip to Britain, where he was to receive an honor from the English Football Writers Association. Spokesman for the former footballer says he is resting at his home in Brazil, and that reports that he was taken to a hospital are fake news. 77-year-old Pelé frequently has been admitted to hospitals in the past few years for kidney and prostate problems and has also undergone hip surgery. Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. Company said it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.